if we are suffering now, is that a repercussion of our past actions? It can be. See, basically, there is a cause-effect connection in the world. If, say, your child comes back home and has got a black eye, you wonder what happened. He says, "No, I just got a black eye." No, you just got a black eye. What happened? Did you get into a fight with someone? Whenever we see an effect, we presume that there must be a cause, isn't it? So a cause-effect correlation is something which we implicitly assume. And even science operates that way. I had been invited to speak in Cambridge University, so we passed by the same tree where Newton is said to have seen the fruit falling. So when he saw the fruit falling, he asked the question, what made the fruit fall? And that's how he came up with the theory of gravity. But the idea is, when he saw the fruit falling, he asked, what makes the fruit fall? That means he is assuming that things don't happen just by themselves. There is a cause of a connection. So both in our day-to-day life as well as in science, we presume that there is a cause-effect connection. But there are times when we can't see the cause of a connection. Say, if a child has come with a black eye, you've got to fight some with someone. Okay, find out what the fight was. Sometimes we can find the cause, but sometimes we can't find the cause with our own intelligence. Now then we have two options. One is we can presume that, okay, there is no cause-effect correlation, things just happen at random. Or maybe there's a bigger picture in which I can see, I need to place this in a broader framework in which I can see this cause-effect connection. So, intelligence means to frame things in the right context. So, the same thing right now, everything we could place in different contexts. Say, for example, if we start feeling very warm now. Now we could say that, hey, am I getting fever? If we were feverish and we are feeling hot, maybe I'm getting fever. That could be one context in which you place it. Another could be, oh, maybe the ventilation in this room is not very good. That's why I'm feeling hot. Or maybe there's too much crowding here. Too many people. That's why it's hot. Or it could be that, oh, the temperature has gone high. The summer has become too much now. Or we could say, oh, actually, there is climate change. The temperature of the whole world is increasing, and this indicates that we humans are disturbing the ecological balance. So now, any of these contexts could be true. So intelligence means we place things in the right context. So if a problem that we are facing, if say, if we can, exp if it's just that the fan is not fast enough, and we increase the fan and we feel reasonably cozy, comfortable. So if a thing can be placed in a small context and understood, then it may not be necessary to go to a bigger context. But when things can't be understood in a small context, say if there's a heat wave that is there across the country, then no matter how much fan I increase, it may not make much difference. So sometimes when things cannot be explained in a smaller context, we need to place them in a bigger context. So similarly, when in our small context, okay, this doesn't make sense. Why is this happening? Then we place it in the bigger context. And then we see, oh, could it be from a previous life? So that's how we make sense of things. So suppose we have if we have a credit arrangement with some supermarket. So we go and buy things from there, and then at the end of the month, we pay them. Now, say if we go there at the end of the month and we buy a $2 object from there, and they give us a bill that is $700. Hey, what happened? This is not $700 worth. But what are they doing? Yeah, the bill is not for the specific product that we have taken. So when we see the bill, we have to see it. Okay, this is not just for this, there's much more coming over there. So basically, the principle of karma and reincarnation place our present situation in a bigger context. So when the immediate cause-effect connection doesn't make sense, then we place it in a bigger context. And that is what we do in various fields. In science, for example, the theory of gravity worked very well and it was considered a bedrock of classical physics. But by the start of the 20th century, especially when scientists started studying very small fundamental particles and very big particles at the cosmic level, objects at the cosmic level, they found that these didn't seem to be obeying the law of gravity. Some other theory was required. So they didn't say there's no cause-effect connection. They came up with a different theory, a different frame of reference. For the subatomic particles, they came up with quantum physics. For the large bodies, they came up with relativity. So the idea is that karma gives us a broader framework in which we can see things. So when things make sense in the immediate cause-effect connection, we just stay there and take that as the explanation. But when things don't make sense, then we place them in a broader context. Does that answer your question?
Yeah.
You have something else on your mind?